Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session during the conference. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn today's meeting over to your host, Glenda Lyon. You may begin.
Welcome, everybody, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to join us in what I consider a very exciting space for both software sellers as well as System Z itself. Today we have two presenters, Tom Recchia, who is the product manager for the Tivoli Asset Management portfolio, and Reid Mullen, who is new to the group, basically, but Reid is a System Z Cloud Computing Initiative leader. A couple of things we're going to cover today is we're going to give you an overview of some exciting new entries into the cloud space, smart analytics, as well as we're going to talk about Solution Edition. One of the key things that I'd like for you to get out of the session today is to, first of all, become aware of the offerings, and secondly, become aware of what in the Tivoli portfolio is actually included within these offerings. So if you do get a call from somebody or you do see an opportunity for cloud on either of these solutions, make sure that you follow up with the initiating reps, because we see it as a prime space to expand the Tivoli portfolios, as well as make sure that you get the foothold in on the products that are with the initiative. So at this point, I'm going to turn the conversation over to Reid. Reid, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Glenda, and good day, everybody. Pleasure to be with you. Joining me is Tom Recchia, and at various times in the presentation, I'll probably ask on Tom to share some of his expertise. As we cover this, these two particular offerings, the Smart Analytics Cloud for System Z and the Solution Edition for Cloud Computing on System Z, let's begin with slide number two as we dig into the Smart Analytics Cloud. IBM conducted a survey of CIOs in 2009. One of the questions we asked them, what kind of visionary plans do you have for enhanced competitiveness? And the number one response, by a meaningful margin, as you look at the graph there, is business intelligence and analytics. There is a lot of information being created today, and there's valuable business information in that information, especially if you can correlate it with other data. And companies realize this, and this is really the opportunity that we're pursuing with this particular offering, the Smart Analytics Cloud for System Z, helping companies to tap into this information and to be able to make decisions based on insight rather than hindsight. Let's move to slide number three. Cloud computing is a deployment option for business intelligence. Let's talk a little bit about cloud in general. It's obviously a highly attractive initiative within the industry. Sometimes I think the expectations are a little bit unreasonable on some people's part as to what cloud computing is going to enable for them. We'll show here some key attributes to a cloud. First of all, from a user perspective, when I approach the cloud as a user and I want to get work done, the good news is I don't need to be concerned about the IT resources requesting specific servers, specific hardware components, even necessarily specific software products. I just want to get something done, and I'm going to approach a interface, typically a web browser-like screen that's going to present to me the services that are available to me. Now, as you look at the attributes of a cloud, standardized consumable web-delivered services. So what is available in the cloud is something that has been already developed and crafted by the IT staff and is made available to the users via a service catalog interface. What has been constructed by the IT staff has been tested. It works. There's no custom building per request needed for that. As an end user for some clouds, I have some flexible pricing options. If I need to do a piece of work that's going to last a couple days and then I'm done, I don't want to have to pay a price for all of the assets that have been acquired to do that. I just want to have to pay for what I've used in that two-day period of time. Very key to enabling that is some metering and billing capability. And just to call out one of the Tivoli products that's really important to these offerings is the Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager. It enables providers to track usage and be able to present to users a means of billing and capturing costs for the services they used and nothing more. The other three aspects in this attributes slide here, elastic scaling, rapid provisioning, advanced virtualization, this really speaks to the underlying platform. When I say platform, I'm talking about your hardware servers, the hypervisor technology, and even the middleware and the other software that's part of this environment. System Z has some distinct advantages compared to competitive alternatives, other platforms, in being able to achieve the highest levels of utilization with its virtualization technology, being able to share resources to a greater degree and with higher levels of efficiency than other technologies, to be able to create virtual servers if your cloud is one that provisions multiple virtual servers with the mainframe. You can do that in a matter of seconds. And elastic scaling, being able to grow, being able to deal with the unpredictableness of demand, of user demand. This is another key aspect of cloud computing. You know, as a provider, as you put your service out to your user community, frankly, you don't necessarily know what the acceptance is going to be, what the demand is going to be at any point in time. So having a hardware platform that can very quickly expand and grow to meet the demand, that's very important for a cloud offering, because as a user, if I present my request and instead of getting back my services in a matter of minutes, perhaps hours, instead I'm waiting for days while someone is off acquiring more hardware assets, that is a very bad user experience. And then the mainframe generally has a lot more hardware resources inside the machine that the client has not purchased but can purchase very quickly. So you can scale your cloud inside a single machine to a great degree of growth with the mainframe. So my point here is cloud computing is very well suited for today's mainframe. The virtualization capabilities are fundamental to cloud. We've had great success selling Linux on the mainframe using our ZVM hypervisor, and selling Tivoli products with that environment. What we're doing is we're just adding more value here as we deliver this set in a cloud-like fashion. So as you move to slide number 4, again, fundamental to cloud computing is virtualization on the far left. There are a lot of clients who have deployed virtualization who are already doing some cloud-like capabilities. There are some who could do better, and these particular offerings that we have in place here are helping those clients move beyond the starting block of deploying virtualization. And for some clients who may not have deployed virtualization in a significant way, these cloud offerings may be their first entry into a highly scalable System Z environment. So being able to virtualize resources, have a standardization. By standardization, we're talking about the services that are being provided have been developed. They're available. Again, we're not doing any handcrafting of configurations for users. We have these services identified in our catalog. If I need a BI solution, there it is. I'm going to click on that, and I'll get my BI solution deployed for me. And the automation that surrounds all of this helps drive down the cost for the provider and increases flexibility for the end user. So, again, you're not waiting on people to get your applications up and running, your configuration set. Instead, you just point and click, and I've got what I want, and if I need something else, point and click, I got something else as well. Looking at slide number 5, this what I just described to you is the self-service aspect of a cloud. This is another one of these check boxes that says you're doing cloud computing if you're offering self-service, which means the end user goes to a website, to an interface, says, here's what I want. They're not submitting necessarily a request and a lengthy description to the IT staff and hoping that they can acquire all the assets that are needed to run their solution in a reasonable period of time. Self-service, I have a portal, I make my request. The request will be assessed by the IT staff, and then they'll provision my environment. And again, this is all fundamental to a dynamic infrastructure. So as we look at slide number six, let's talk about some of the different kind of clouds. Perhaps you've heard of private clouds, public clouds, hybrid clouds. What we're focusing on here primarily with the Smart Analytics Cloud is a private cloud, which means the IT resources are owned and managed by a company who's serving their clients, could be users within their company or their partner network. What they want to do is they want to achieve higher levels of efficiency. They want to, and utilization of the hardware resources. They also want to enable their staff to be able to quickly get the services that they need so that they can drive better results for their business. So the value drivers here, focusing on customization, efficiency. Security is really important in a cloud. There's a lot of concern in the marketplace about, you know, the uncertainty of what's behind the curtain here on a cloud. And is when I get this service, is my data safe? Are my transactions safe? Is my identity safe? And, of course, the mainframe has a long heritage of having a pervasive security infrastructure in place, and that's true, too, in the cloud environment as well. Public clouds, just for completeness sake, this is you hear about Amazon and other providers who let you access their resources. They're not as sophisticated in terms of you know, for instance, business intelligence and loading a lot of data. It's more of a very consumer-oriented, you know, end-user development test kind of a configuration primarily. Again, the private clouds, particularly with leveraging System Z resources, is a very big opportunity in the marketplace and especially for IBM. So to look at slide number seven, we can ask the question, you know, why is business intelligence important for private cloud deployment? BI, business intelligence, is a real differentiator for companies and being able to make better decisions than their competitors. But there are some issues with it today. And the particular offering we're talking about here, I think, addresses a lot of these issues. A lot of these issues surround complexity. There's a lot of information. Being able to effectively manage that information across departments can be very labor-intensive. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. You'll have islands of information that, if brought together, could produce real value for a business, but because they're not, it's only by accident that business departments realize, look, you have some information over here that would be very beneficial to my operations. And being able to manage that and control that in a very efficient way is a challenge, and again, something that we're addressing with these offerings. So slide number eight, let me say a few things about the Smart Analytics Cloud offering from System Z. It consists of hardware, your System Z hardware, IBM software, and it also includes services. So these three key offerings within IBM that we make available to clients, so as they choose to leverage our technology for business intelligence, you know, the services can help them put this together. We have an industry-leading cloud infrastructure on the platform. We have an industry-leading business intelligence solution with Cognos B8 and industry-leading management software with the Tivoli stack that will help clients create the cloud and be able to then deliver some services to their business that helps increase the success of their business and pulls information and value out of all this data that's out there. Slide number nine talks about some of the challenges customers are facing. Large enterprises, proliferation of business intelligence and performance management tools. As you have this data stored in multiple systems, a lot of times you'll have an infrastructure for each platform. And being able to manage that data and share it across all those different platforms gets encumbered when the tooling is different on each platform. So it's difficult to support business standards that might be developed for one platform but aren't easily managed on another platform. And you lack some cohesiveness here in being able to manage this across the enterprise. and your people become ineffective as they're trying to, as they're spending too much time caring and feeding for the infrastructure and not enough time dealing with some business-specific issues. And this is something that's depicted on slide number 10 as we show various organizations within a company trying to support their senior executives with information. A lot of times what happens is each business unit, each discipline provides information to the senior executive staff, and that staff is trying to correlate and compile and bring this information together. It becomes a labor-intensive effort, difficult to repeat, and a lot of times there's a lack of information provided because it's just too much work to be able to pull this all together and to correlate all of this information. So as we look at slide number 11, the Smart Analytics Cloud offering that we have helps overcome these challenges and has some significant value for companies who are trying to make better decisions and who are trying to support their executives with the best level of information so that they can move the business in the right direction. So we're providing a service that is standardized across lines of businesses. It's a centralized service strategy that we have for our business intelligence, though you're able to pull information in from multiple data sources. You know, this is one of the great powers of the Cognos technology that we have. I have this single point of control with the Cognos suite, but I can connect into Cognos data from various sources and process that data, produce reports, provide incredible insight with a great degree of simplicity that you just can't achieve in a timely fashion using a manual task and processing all that data. Key to this as well is a usage-based pricing model, so that as a user of this BI solution that I've just deployed on my System Z, if I want to go into this cloud environment where I'm using the Cognos technology, and I need end of quarter access to it, it's not a daily access. Having this usage monitoring of my use of the cloud itself means that I can, in a very cost-attractive way, exploit this infrastructure that might be more heavily used by other parts of the business. So perhaps my senior executives, on a daily basis, they're going into this service, they're pulling out information, operational data, other data that's indicating to them what is happening with the business, what are some of the trends. They're using that same infrastructure that I might be using on a quarterly basis, and being able to have this level of monitoring chargeback for me makes that a viable option for me. And in fact, as I as a company deploys this whole solution, and again, business intelligence being such an important initiative, as identified by the CIOs, there'll be lots of people who will use this BI cloud for different reasons, and that helps drive down costs, increase the efficiency, and really help unlock some great information in the company. So the previous before picture, now on slide 12, here's your after picture, where I have the centralized Smart Analytics cloud running the Cognos software on my System Z mainframe, being able to connect to the data marts and other sources of data that are in other departments. No longer do I have to have the other departments sending their data to someone. It can all be accessed within the cloud. My senior executives can tap into that. My other departments, the operations team, HR, finance, other lines of business, now, of course, they continue to access their data as needed, but now they can tap into this cloud and take advantage of some of the reporting, some of the other standardization that's been established with this cloud deployment, and be able to give them more information. So you're not only feeding senior executives and helping others, but in participating in this enterprise-wide cloud as a department or a line of business, I'm able to access other information that can help me do a better job in my very specific area, which in turn just feeds the overall business better. Slide number 13. I made some comments before about the suitableness of cloud computing on a System Z environment. You know, we can see here some of the challenges that clients have in adopting cloud. They're concerned about security, performance, availability. They're not sure how well a cloud's going to integrate with their existing IT infrastructures, and they fear that it's difficult to customize this environment. These are all areas that are particular strengths of the mainframe and System Z and the virtualization technology that we have. You know, on the right side, we talk about the share everything architecture that we have on the mainframe. You know, compare a System Z highly virtualized environment to an x86 environment, for instance. You're probably going to have a lot of x86 blades or servers. There's still a fair amount of physical server sprawl and the costs associated with that. With the mainframe, and particularly as we look forward to our new system that's being announced very soon, we have a great deal of scalability within a single machine. So I don't need to be deploying multiple boxes to deploy my cloud from something small to something big. Security, we have, I would say our security is pervasive. It's not a tack on or an add-on. It's just fundamental to the whole ecosystem. In addition to RACF technology and of course, Z-Secure is available for a ZVM environment as well as a ZOS environment. Availability, System Z is for zero downtime. When you deploy a cloud, you don't want to suffer outages, and having that high level availability with the mainframe is very good. Efficiency and scale, two more hallmarks of System Z cloud computing. So let's stop here on slide number 14, and all what I've explained to you now is a little bit of background on why business intelligence is very important in the marketplace. Why cloud computing is a good fit for the mainframe. And now here we're looking at the products that you have to sell. We have services from SDG. We have Cognos services part of this offering. So the client is not having to put this together themselves. We can come in, put this together, help them craft the environment that they want. Web 2.0 capabilities are available. Even a sample application that came from the IBM CIO project is available. From the Tivoli stack, we have the Tivoli directory server, usage and accounting manager, and optionally, if you want to do more with ZOS, the Tivoli decision support is available. As a salesperson, let me tell you one of the good things here is when you deploy cloud with System Z and you make that initial sale, consistent with what we've been seeing with Linux and ZVM in the marketplace, clients have really appreciated the value that their initial deployment gives them. And we have seen considerable growth of a Linux and ZVM environment with System Z users after those initial deployments. So you're selling and you're seeding at the same time here. And, you know, a key piece of this is the Cognos software that we have. And once a client deploys that initial cloud, again, I think they can grow that out. They can expand that, expand the use of the Tivoli portfolio to achieve higher levels of service and automation. And so, again, I think this is a really great opportunity for the sales team to be able to do business in the short term and then build on that and grow that over time. From a hardware perspective, we include our System Z10 hardware. We include storage, the DS8000. IFLs, Integrated Facility for Linux. This is a specialty processor that's on our System Z family that runs the Linux operating system. The Cognos software runs in the Linux environment. It can access ZOS data that might be on that same system that's running Linux. So when I say specialty processors, you can sell to a client these processor capacity that can be added to an existing machine to host this smart analytics cloud. At the same time, too, if you want to sell a brand new machine, you can do that as well. But probably the low-hanging fruit is going to existing mainframe clients
asking them, is BI important for you? I've got a great solution here that can leverage your existing footprint. Let's turn on some of these IFL processors. Let's bring in the ZVM hypervisor. We can bring in Linux, whether it's from Red Hat or Novell. We can add the Tivoli Omegamon technology to help you monitor and manage this environment. And then on top of that, we're going to run Cognos. We're going to run the Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager to be able to capture a lot of the Cognos report data to help you with your chargeback. And then optionally, we can add things to the ZOS environment. If what you're going to do is connect into this environment some of your ZOS data, you know, we have a rich suite of technology that can further enhance that in ZOS environment here as well.
Hey, Reed, this is Tom. Let me just say a couple more words on the Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager and TDSZ.
Thank you, Tom. Please do.
Sure. So as Reed was saying, one of the value propositions of this the Smart Analytics Cloud is to provide usage-based consumption pricing. So TOEM fits into that piece of the value prop in the sense that Cognos is metering the usage of business intelligent reports. It knows what reports were run and how long those reports were run and who was running them. And TOEM aggregates all that data and then works within the solution to provide Cognos reports on the service usage as well as enable billing. So it can either generate the invoice data directly or pass it on more likely to an external billing system to generate invoices to those users. And so this is valuable for the end users as well as the provider. From the end user perspective, they're able to manage their budget closer. For example, it can control consumption behavior. People now have to understand when they're running these reports, it's taking resources and it costs money to do so. So it's going to have a tighter control over their resources and cut down on their operational expenses. And then on the provider side, IT does, meaning from the IT side, it doesn't just become a black hole of IT costs. They're actually able to allocate those costs and charge back appropriately for the usage of the resources. And then with TDSZ as an option, if you want to take the solution a step further and you actually want to analyze what it's costing to deliver those services, one of the things you'd want to do is look at the ZOS resources, including DB2, and TDSZ is able to collect that usage and feed it into TOEM. TOEM has additional collectors that can be used to gather information on the whole infrastructure, and then you're able to see a total picture of your IT cost. And the final thing is that the TDSZ piece also provides some performance reporting as well. All right, back to you, Reed.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Tom. Yeah, so when you think about cloud computing, keep in mind there's a provider view of this, there's a user view of this, and a successful cloud offering from a business perspective, you know, it's just not going to happen if you don't have the tools to be able to efficiently manage these resources that are going to be hit with unpredictable demand and experience, you know, bursts of growth and potentially fast expansion. And that's really the strength of, you know, IBM hardware plus IBM software on System Z gives you those capabilities. I think the marketplace is very enamored with cloud and the x86 environment. Maybe finally this is a way I can get some control over the server sprawl that's out there. System Z is coming at it from a different angle. You know, cloud computing is an opportunity to unleash some of the power of this platform as opposed to the x86 environment. I think cloud computing to some degree is a way of trying to get further control of the sprawl and the costs that are associated with a less efficient multi-server deployment model. And so what Tom just gave you a bit of a deep dive on is, you know, some of the proof points of just how well we can control this environment and leverage the strength of the platform. And speaking of leveraging the strength of the platform, the last slide on this particular offering, number 15, IBM itself has deployed a smart analytics cloud. It's called Blue Insight. It uses System Z. They're projecting some significant cost savings over time. It's leveraging this power of Cognos BI running on the mainframe, being able to manage, you know, tens of thousands of users who may come in and access this service. So as you sell, you know, business intelligence on SystemZ, and as you sell cloud computing with Tivoli and SystemZ, you can have a high degree of confidence in knowing that the technology is being used within the IBM company. Much like we've had success selling Linux in the marketplace, talking about IBM's own consolidation of servers onto Linux in the mainframe within the company, here, too, now we have a very scalable smart analytics cloud deployment in the company, and we want to leverage that success in the marketplace as we go to market with what we're sharing with you. So let's shift gears a little bit. Slide 16, we're going to talk about the Solution Edition for cloud computing. This is a more general offering. What we just went through is something very specific to a use of business intelligence and how we can use a cloud infrastructure to maximize the value of Cognos providing business intelligence to clients. The Solution Edition for cloud computing on slide number 17, by the way, happens to be one of several Solution Editions that we have available on the mainframe. A Solution Edition is a combination of hardware and software, sometimes services, packaged together with a very aggressive price to incent clients to do new things or expand use of their mainframe. Cloud computing is one of them. On slide 17, you can see a URL there where you can learn more about the other offerings. As we look at the specific Solution Edition for cloud computing on SystemZ, it too is a combination of software, hardware, and services. The software is really focusing on the Tivoli stack, and the star of this suite is the Tivoli Service Automation Manager. I'll talk a little bit more about that. In simple terms here, looking back on a smart analytics cloud, we were highlighting Cognos. Here on the Solution Edition for cloud computing, we're highlighting the Tivoli Service Automation Manager. The TivSAM product allows you to do a very effective way of dealing with lifecycle management costs for deploying lots of virtual servers and virtual servers that will come and go. The Cognos environment might be more of the users come and go, the software stays, and the Solution Edition for cloud computing with TivSAM, the users may come and go, and their virtual servers may come and go as well with them. And as that becomes a highly scaled environment, you want to have a good set of software and technology in place to help drive down costs and efficiently manage a potentially large set of IT resources that are being used by a set of clients who may come and go at any point in time. So the services on the cloud computing help set this environment up, the environment being the IBM software and the IBM hardware. Slide 19 calls out some of the details on the Tivoli Service Automation Manager, shows you the lifecycle management, shows you how a client will, as they create this cloud, they will define the service that they're offering. They'll put it into a service catalog. They'll deploy a subscription and instantiation process, a service delivery manager, which is what users will come to in a browser interface, be able to access the services that are in this cloud. What you choose to deploy, you have some flexibility on that. So if you're working with a client that says, you know, I want to do cloud, I'm not exactly sure what all I want to deploy in the cloud. Maybe it's a dev test environment. Maybe it's a WebSphere environment. All I know is I think I need to be able to very quickly and cost-effectively deploy virtual servers within my enterprise. This offering helps do that and helps drive down costs for the client and improve service for the end users. And the life cycle that's depicted here includes eventually the termination. So as a user says, okay, my dev test cycle is over, the 2 months that I needed this virtual server to exercise my application has concluded. You know, you want to make sure you capture those resources. The user is logged off and taken off the system, and so that the assets that user was using is readily available to everybody else. And here, too, important, just like in the previous scenario, is the service consumption data that can be provided to Tivoli Usage and Accounting for chargeback, another very fundamental aspect of that. In fact, Tom, if you wouldn't mind, the next two slides here provide a little more detail on that. If you wouldn't mind taking the audience through slide 20 and 21, please.
Sure, Reed. So, similar to the Smart Analytics Cloud, where 2AM collected the report usage from Cognos, 2AM, and that's actually part of that solution. 2AM is actually an option to the solution edition for cloud computing, and it's out of the box as integration with Tilly Service Automation Manager, where it's able to collect the service usage data. So, for example, it understands who's using the services. It understands, for example, the metrics based on server hours or CPU hours. It can take that data, aggregate it, and then provide the necessary billing that's required or pass it the invoice data off to an external billing system, just like the Smart Analytics Cloud solution. In fact, one way to look at it is that funnel where you have usage data coming in one side and financial data another side. It actually, TOEM has powerful business rules to bring the two together to get a knowledge of your IT cost. And where this is important is on the other side of the equation is understanding the cost to deliver your services. So in addition to providing the service usage reporting and billing, it can also help you determine the cost of delivering services, which is important to understand the profitability of the different business units or services themselves. In addition to that, it allows you to get trend reports on how your resources are doing or how your costs are doing as well. And this is especially important when you have shared resources such as virtual servers or databases where you really need a tool like Tilly Usage Accounting Manager to allocate your costs. So if we go to chart 21 and we look at some of the challenges that this addresses, One of the challenges IT has is that they don't always have control over the demand of their resources. Well, when people are paying for the resources, they get a control over the supply. In addition to that, IT departments are challenged with measuring, especially in these shared resources that I was talking about, understanding who's using the resources and how much is used. And so with the TSAN2AM solution, they get the visibility of this service consumption. And this is important for when they're making invest and divest decisions, because if there's services that aren't being used, it doesn't make sense to pour more money into those, where other ones, they might want to rechannel the funds. And then the other piece is, what do you charge for these services? Well, unless you have an accurate view of your costs, you kind of have to make estimates or base it on market rates, where with the TSAN2AM solution, it allows you to collect the data that you need to determine your rates. And then finally, just as part of a cloud computing business model where you charge back for services consumed, the IT departments don't have the mechanism to do that, and the TSAN2AM solution provides that. Back to you, Reed.
Okay, thank you, Tom. So on this particular offering, let's finish with slide number 22. I want to show you some of the architecture for this environment. There's a little bit of detail here. Keep in mind, you know, with the mainframe, I can have logical partitions, and in any of those logical partitions, I can run a copy of ZVM. So this diagram on slide 22 shows two ZVM LPARs as part of this Solution Edition offering. You have your management LPAR on the left side where I'm running my Tivoli stack, including OmegaMon, the Tivoli monitoring code and infrastructure, usage and accounting manager, and, of course, the service automation manager. The virtual servers are actually being deployed, are being done so in a separate logical partition. And that this is not actually required. You could do it all in one LPAR. Having it in a separate partition gives you some added flexibility in terms of software pricing. You can limit the pricing of your software that might be running in production to just that logical partition instead of having to price it also for the management LPAR. You can have multiple LPARs even running a production workload if you want to further segregate your applications from different you know, there's a production LPAR, maybe you have a dev test LPAR. You want to have some degree of failover. Again, the SystemZ gives you a lot of flexibility in how you deploy these virtual servers. And, you know, so, again, this takes advantage of the rich function that we have in the Tivoli stack and supports the Linux images. You can even run ZOS under ZVM, but the primary focus for cloud computing for most clients is running Linux virtual servers on the mainframe, whether that's for the Smart Analytics Cloud, where we're running business intelligence software, Cognos, in a Linux environment, or in this environment where you might be running WebSphere, you might be running, frankly, any Linux-available application. And we have more than 3,000 software products from our ISV community and IBM that can be licensed for Linux on ZVM use. So, again, just to sort of summarize here, our Smart Analytics Cloud offering is helping clients most effectively deploy business intelligence solutions in their environment, help, energizing their users, giving executives better support with better information, and helping everyone make decisions based on insight instead of hindsight. The solution addition for cloud computing is a more general infrastructure play that gives clients the necessary tools to be able to cost-effectively deploy lots of virtual servers on a platform that's ideally suited for hosting a large number of virtual servers. Added to the solution addition for cloud computing then would be the specific solution the client wants to run. So what do you want to run? What do you want to put in the cloud? Here's the infrastructure. To the degree it includes additional IBM middleware, all the better, of course, for us on that. So slide 23 says, thank you. I hope this was useful. Now would be a good time, I think, for us to pause and take any questions that might be there. I'll ask our operator if she could instruct everyone on how to present any questions they might have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. Please remember to unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. At this time, we show no questions.
Okay, then this is Glenda Lyon again. I'd like to thank everybody here for joining the call. I would like to reiterate that the cloud initiative is an IBM corporate initiative, which means that all of your counterparts from Software Group, as well as STG, as well as S&D, as well as GTS, all have a tremendous amount of resources focused on cloud. As you can see from the presentation, the great presentation that both Tom and Reed did, it is a fabulous entry point for us, and System Z plays a major key in this. We have had a ton of interest from customers on the System Z platform wanting to discuss cloud. So with that, please take advantage of it. Use the cloud initiative to get out, get with your customers. You can get with the C-level execs. These are the guys that are looking at cloud, talking about cloud, and asking us to help them drive cloud. So thank you again for your participation, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.